more question here, too, potentially. Former House Intelligence Committee Chair. Pete, you saw the president. When did you see Donald Trump?
I saw Donald Trump. He was awarded the highest award that is provided by the Zionist Organization of America for his strong support of the state of Israel during his presidency.
Okay, so tomorrow he has scheduled a 9 p.m. Press event. 9 p.m. tomorrow. And it's the people that I know that know him well on the inside say he plans to announce his run for president tomorrow. I think it's a bad idea until the Georgia Senate race is tidied up and taken care of. Unless Donald Trump comes out and says, I want to make friends. I want to bury the hatchet with Governor Brian Kemp and Governor Ron DeSantis and Governor Glenn Youngkin and bring everybody together because this seat is so important to all of us. Let's get on one team and push Herschel Walker over the finish line. If he does that, I have a different opinion. If that's not the attitude, because my concern is this. My concern is that Donald Trump will suck all the oxygen out of the air, and for whatever reason, he doesn't do particularly well in Georgia, not as well as he does in other states like Florida and Ohio, okay? Fair enough. And there are a lot of, well, single women did not vote for Republicans again this time around, and he will remind single women why they don't like him and turn them out in big numbers against Herschel Walker, potentially. What say you?
Donald Trump, DeSantis, Kemp, Youngkin all need to be standing on the same stage with Herschel Walker at the same time and say, this man needs to be elected to the United States Senate. Donald Trump has to display an ability to unify Republicans across the board, support the America First agenda, who support the policies that we have put in place that have led to successful governors, that identify the policies that we need to have for border security, energy independence, and he needs to look forward and win and prove to Republicans and independents and even Democrats that he will be a unifying president. And that's the focus he's going to take, and that is what we need to see for the next 4 weeks.
Is that what you believe is going to happen?
I'm uncertain. I'm hopeful. I think I recognize it. Remember, it was two years ago that he told voters to stay home in Georgia because the system was rigged. That's not what he was saying last night. Last night he was encouraging people and highlighting the importance of Senate race. And that's exactly what we need and where we need him to be for the next 4 weeks. And if he wants to be the next president of the United States, that's where we need him to be for the next 24 months.
He could surprise a lot of people tomorrow, Pete. He could come out and say, I haven't decided on running for president yet because he's got everybody there. But I have decided that the Georgia Senate seat is the most important thing in America right now. We all need to be on the same page. If he did that, he would turn heads. He would. He would get people to the polls, and he would get DeSantis, and he would get Kemp, and he would get Youngkin, and he would get, you know, all of these other people, maybe even people like DeWine or Sununu or people that don't particularly, you know, hang in Trump's corner, if you will, right, to come and join the fight. Put them all on the stage. I'll give you the last one.
Exactly. I think that's exactly right. And Donald Trump, what he would do, what he does best, he would surprise people because he can read the American people very, very well. If he did something like that, heads would turn. And most importantly, we would win the Senate race in Georgia.
Yeah. And if he doesn't do that, I'm afraid it would create fractures of the Republican Party. But let's wait and see what happens. Let's not speculate beyond that. I know what he needs to do. You're right. He has great political instincts, which is why he's won before. Now it's time to see if he can do that tomorrow and work that magic and bring it back. We'll see. All right, Pete Hoekstra, thank you very much.
We'll see. Hey, thanks.
Greatly appreciate it. Senator Rick Scott, by the way, of Florida, two-time governor there, a guy that got rid of a long-term entrenched senator, Senator Nelson in Florida. Rick Scott has won a number of big races in his career, all very, very close. He never wins by big margins. He wins tight races against tough opponents, and he wins. Now he thinks he should take on Mitch McConnell. I don't disagree. Here's what Mitch McConnell said when I put out my plan. Here's what Rick Scott had to say. Listen to this. He said, we're not going to have a plan. We're just going to talk about how bad the Democrats are. That's not a plan. That's a joke. Anyhow, Scott said, we can't do that. We've got to have our ideas together. Rick Scott is going to challenge Mitch McConnell. May or may not win. But the leadership of the Republican Senate, no, you cannot have a plan. We're just going to run against how bad Democrats are. Actually, they caved to the Democrats, Scott said Sunday. They want to rush through an election because they don't want to do any assessment of what we've done wrong. Insanity. It's doing the exact same thing and think you're going to get a different result. We won't. And that's what I'm telling you. We cannot continue to do what we've been doing and expect a different result than we've had in the last two election cycles. Fight like a Democrat. Use whatever rules are available. Do whatever they are doing. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, I played by the rules, but we lost America. No, listen to me. If you're the only honest person at a poker game, who wins? If you're the only honest guy playing at a poker game, who wins? I'm saying do whatever it takes. The Democrats have created ballot harvesting, mass distribution of ballots, all of it, right? Well, from now on, I'm playing that game in Michigan. For all my friends in Michigan, you need to do the same, 100%. By the way, WellConnect Geothermal is a way to save yourself money in this winter of really expensive energy. WellConnect Geothermal is a hybrid geothermal system that connects directly to your heating and cooling system that already exists, uses the well in your yard. That's renewable energy, that well water. Renewable energy is that well water. At WellConnectGeo.com. And coming to the Northeast, to Home Depot stores everywhere very soon. WellConnectGeo.com. Look it up and find out more. I'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.